You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 1,405 new local COVID-19 cases and five further deaths as the state government announces its roadmap out of lockdown for the fully vaccinated. Under the plan released on Thursday, stay-at-home orders for adults who have received both vaccine doses will be lifted from the Monday after 70% of the state's population over 16 is fully vaccinated. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's no specific date when the associated freedoms will come into effect, and a high vaccination rate does not mean infection will not continue to spread.
So we're not suggesting case numbers are going to go down at all during this period. When you reopen, you expect an increase in case numbers. But if it's in the vaccinated population, our health system won't be troubled by that. But if it's in the unvaccinated population, that's when health will give us advice to ease back and perhaps require people to go out, eat out locally, as opposed to having the freedom to move around the state.
Only fully vaccinated people and those with medical exemptions will have access to the ease restrictions. They include up to five visitors allowed inside a home where all adults are vaccinated, not including children aged 12 and under, and up to 20 people gathering in outdoor settings. Hospitality venues can reopen subject to the 4 square metre rule, as can retail stores, while the unvaccinated may only access critical retail outlets such as supermarkets. Personal services such as hairdressers can reopen with the same 4 square metre rule, as can gyms. Swimming pools can also reopen. When asked whether the 12 local government areas of concern would be guaranteed similar ease restrictions, Treasurer Dominic Perrottet had this to say.
What we've said, and as the Premier's pointed out, which is in the National Plan and in the Doherty Report, there may be times as we move forward where there are high case numbers that there would be targeted restrictions in place. But this is a statewide roadmap. This is for everyone right across New South Wales, wherever you work, wherever you live, that this is the plan to take us forward as we move through the year.
Professor Robert Boy is an infectious diseases paediatrician from the University of Sydney. He says the plan makes good sense as the risk of serious illness is very low for those who are double vaccinated.
Given that 70% of people will be double vaccinated, and given that that includes almost all of the at-risk people, we can rest assured that very few people will get very sick, very few will end up in intensive care or die. And those that aren't vaccinated yet, please get vaccinated as soon as possible. If you can't book your own appointment, ask a friend, ask a neighbour. Get it done through the community help that you can find.
And the Victorian government has backed calls to pour more vaccines into Melbourne's north and west, where the bulk of new COVID-19 cases are detected. Of the 324 new locally acquired infections reported in Victoria on Thursday, 297 came from the city's northern and western suburbs. GPs, community leaders and pharmacists from Melbourne's north have asked federal and state governments to redirect Pfizer doses to the region to prevent a surge in hospitalisations. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says more than half the state's vaccine supplies are being directed to the hotspot areas.
We will be doing all we can within our available stocks to reprioritise even more vaccines, but we would also clearly support the call for the Commonwealth to deliver as much as it possibly can into the north and the west. I think what we are seeing now is a recognition of just the level of seriousness of the outbreak in the north and the west.
It comes as all of regional Victoria, with the exception of Greater Shepparton, will exit lockdown on Friday, with cafes, restaurants and bars able to fling open their doors with strict patron limits. Meanwhile, the ACT has recorded another 15 new local cases of coronavirus, with 13 of them linked to the current outbreak. Five of the new cases were in quarantine for their entire infectious period, while at least eight were infectious in the community. It's expected that in the next 24 hours, the ACT will reach a milestone of having at least half the eligible population fully vaccinated. The ACT's Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, says he plans to make announcements next Tuesday about the road ahead.
In the simplest possible terms, the next 8 weeks are a race to get as many people fully vaccinated as quickly as possible. As our vaccination rates increase, it is the government's intention to make gradual steps forward to manage our current outbreak, so we will be able to ease public health restrictions as our vaccination rate increases.
And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has again defended his government's handling of the vaccine rollout. He says 40% of eligible Australians aged over 16 are now fully vaccinated, and because of recent procurement deals, there will be enough supply for all eligible people to be fully vaccinated by mid-October.
There are a lot of heroes of hindsight at the moment out there, but when you actually look at the achievements of the program, and the challenges that we faced and how we've overcome them and where we are now and where, more importantly, we're getting to, then the way we've been able to proceed with the program has put us in a place right now where I think Australians can look forward to the balance of the year a lot more optimistically.
And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, you can visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.